Early Breakfast with Abs on your number one news and talk station.
Cyril Ramaphosa remains the most popular candidate for the presidency of the ANC. This is with an increase in support from the public living in the metro areas of South Africa. The latest survey from Kantar Public shows that support for Cyril Ramaphosa as the most candidate for the presidency of the ANC amongst metro residents is on the increase. Amin Ahmed, the director of Kantar Public South Africa, talks to you this morning about these results. A very good morning to you, Amin. How are you doing?
Good morning, Abs. I'm doing well.
Listen, I've been fielding so much SMSs of this nature. I am so tired of having the ANC being shoved down my throat. And certainly, I mean, it does get pedantic, but this is a very, very interesting election coming up.
Yes, it is. I mean, I think that what you're seeing from our surveys is the ANC needs to take note of public sentiment. And that the impact of what our survey reveals is going to play out in 2019. So the importance for the ANC is to monitor these kinds of results and read what public sentiment is about them.
And in talking about it, you know, you mentioned in your survey that Cyril Ramaphosa is leading the charge. But before we go anywhere, can you just give us an idea of how the survey was conducted?
So we do the survey in the major metropolitan areas of South Africa, and that would be in Johannesburg, East Rand, West Rand, Soweto, the Vaal Triangle, Pretoria, Cape Town, Durban, East London, Port Elizabeth, Bloemfontein. We interview 2,000 people 18 years and over, and we sample areas in those major metropolitan areas. We knock on people's doors and we ask them the questions.
And, yeah. And in terms of that, it says, according to your survey, hopefully that you can give us just a breakdown of the numbers, but whatever the breakdown that you give us, how much of it can we read into? How accurate is it?
No, it's very accurate. I mean, it's within 4 or 5% of accuracy. So when you see the result of, for example, the one where we show for Cyril Ramaphosa at 43%, you know, give or take, that'll be between 38% and 48% of people supporting him to be the next president.
And why do you think, though, that is the case? I mean, yes, we need to mention that, you know, the survey has been done in the metro, so that's urban areas. Why is it that people living in these areas are leaning more towards Ramaphosa? Is there any explanation for that?
I think that one has got to look at the rating towards the president, President Jacob Zuma. So we also do a survey that we've been conducting since 2009 and looking at the approval rating of the president. And so you find that as the president's approval rating is dropping, you find that other people within the ANC and within government tend to have a better rating from the public. So for me, the two things are related, and it's the decline of the popularity of the president that's a big issue here.
If you have just joined us, 27 minutes past 5, good morning to you. We are chatting to Amin Ahmed, director at Kantar Public South Africa, about their survey that they have recently done that shows that in the presidential race for the ANC, Cyril Ramaphosa remains the most popular candidate. This is, of course, amongst people living in the metros. 021-446-0567. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Or what are you reading into these findings? Let's talk about rural areas, because this is where, you know, previously the ANC has enjoyed also a majority of its voters. How is there any thought on how these areas are viewing this election?
Unfortunately, we didn't take a survey of rural areas, but I kind of hold the view, Abs, that. We've got to take into account that metro trends will begin to impact how people view in the rural areas as well. I know that there's the conventional view that the ANC's support has always been in the rural areas. I think times are changing. We're going to see shifts taking place. There's much more political activity taking place. And I think that, yes, the ANC will still enjoy a considerable support from the rural areas, but whether it will be at the same level as before, I think that's questionable.
It would be interesting to find out, I mean, in terms of the survey, you were knocking on people's doors and talking about, you know, you wanted to do this survey. I would imagine then that people, though, that do not support the ANC would not have been really willing, because it sometimes in their minds it would really not be affecting them in any way.
You know what's interesting, Abs, South Africans are very political. They actually love these kind of surveys. And so we tend to find that people are quite willing to express their views. And so contrary to the belief that people won't participate, they actually do. For them, when you knock on their doors and you ask them these questions, they express their views. So even though it's specifically not an ANC matter in terms of the elective conference, it's only an ANC matter in terms of the elective conference. The general public do have an interest, because the general public will be voting in 2019. So we have to see the elective conference in that light. What happens at the elective conference will determine or will have an impact what happens in 2019.
And just on that, an SMS coming in for you saying that what are the demographics in the metro? Who did you speak to?
Well, the bulk of the sample is 70% black, and then the remaining is white, Indian, and coloured, and we speak across the board to people. So generally a split in terms of gender, it's around about 50-50. We've got a good split in terms of age distribution, etc.
I mean, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. And most certainly, I would imagine, though, as time goes on, you'll keep on updating the survey, or will you be doing another one? I know that it's very short now. I mean, this thing is happening so soon.
Yes, well, if time permits and we get commissioned to study, we certainly will do another one.
Amin, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
My pleasure.
A very good morning to you too, listening at home. That was Amin Ahmed, Director at Kantar Public South Africa.